Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Imi. I'm presenting you today the new features of the new applet. This is the site of the famous London Park. And the ugly green color is the new color for line segments that don't have yet rays on top of them. And if you want to change this, you can use the new button Create Rays. Click on it, and then you can create rays by clicking on each line segment that you want to be part of the ray. Clicking again on unselected will deselect it. You can add in the new dialog that will pop up any name for the new street, as example, call it test. And you can choose a class. This list of values are defined in an XML file and can be changed very easily. So if you have suggestions for what we should use, then please post it to the mailing list and we will change this, no problem. Also, any values you want to see here can be added easily. As example, if you want to have some key predefined via the basic tab, this is no problem. So the next tab is the advanced. Here you can enter any key value pairs you have. It is a bit more complicated, but still usable anyway. So as example, if you want to specify car and the value is yes, then you can edit here. You can also delete existing ones or change the value or something of them, no problem. The third tab is the list of all segments you have chosen for your new ray. If you select something in the segment list, then you see it get marked on the main map. And you can rearrange your selection here. As example, if you later decide to add this line segment, it will be pushed on the back of the list. But logically, it should be on the top because it is it would be the correct order. So you can choose it and move it on the top, as example. And if you click OK, then you create your new array. And now it's updated in the database and it is displayed in white. So if you want to change any properties of an already created way, you can use the A button. It was formerly used to just rename line segments. Now it has been enchanted to change any property of any object you can click on. And as example, you can click on our new array. Then you get properties of ray test 2, 3, 4. And now you can change properties to something different. So as example, removing this, and you can also change line segments later that are the change checkbox here, and if you click it, then you see you are in the same mode as you were when you created the ray. So now you can delete a line segment from the list. You can do it by clicking on here, which is faster than choosing it from the list, or you can click on the list to delete it, no problem. So there are a few bugs on the update, but these are only graphical problems. I will fix them later. So if you want to delete an array completely, then you have to delete all line segments it belongs to, and then click on OK, and then the array will delete it from the database. Hopefully, will be deleted. Hello. Okay, if you get some graphical errors, which could be possible, then you can choose the move command and move your screen a bit around, and the background thread will update the data and download the new data from the server. So it takes a bit, but then your data get purged, as you can see, and then will reappear with correct OpenStreetMap data. So now what you can do if you want to select a line segment that is directly lies directly under an existing ray, you can use the properties dialog. Click on the ray. The first thing you see is you select the ray. And if you click on the same location, then you can select the line segment directly under that ray. So you can cycle through any object on this location by just clicking on them. You can also select nodes, although they are not highlighted. They can be selected. It's a bug too. If I got spare time, I will update the display that the yellow also selects any node. So you can change name, class, and the advanced button. It's the very same as for rays. So what to say next? I think we are finished. What you should do is, if you see something like this, then there is probably a ray on top of a line segment, which are both named, probably the same name, probably a different name, but what is clearly the better is to create rays and name the rays, and the line segments directly under the rays should not be named. So you can either remove the name here or click on here and delete the name. It's the very same. It's got deleted here too. So if you click OK, then you see the property name has been removed, and now you can read the cool test street. Okay, that